I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Globally, there are roughly 163 million orphans. They represent the most vulnerable populations, but few understand the hostile world they face. Today is Orphan Sunday, a day set aside to focus not only on the plight of the orphan, but also on the solutions. Bright Hope International's Craig Dyer says being aware raises the level of compassion. It's also a call to action.
Can I pray for orphans in different countries? Can I support an orphan? Can I support a project caring for orphans? Is it giving resources? Is it giving time? Is it going the even greater distance and saying, am I open to adopting?
Next, this week the world ceremoniously welcomed the 7 billionth person into the world. That means even more people need the gospel. Many of the world's population don't read, requiring them to hear it. Living Water International's Jerry Wiles.
70% of the world's population would be oral. Oral cultures, oral preference learners all refer to the people of the world who can't, don't, or won't read, or those who learn and communicate best by means other than print-based media or written instruction.
And Papua New Guinea is home to over 10% of the known living languages on the planet. That's roughly 860 languages. Another interesting factoid, although English is the official language of the area, few people speak it. Bible translation is critical to reaching the diversity of people groups living in Papua New Guinea with the gospel. Wycliffe Associates is launching a Bible translation training center and providing technology resources to equip national Bible translators there. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.